This is an iHeart podcast.
Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're only one third of the way through. Don't worry. I'm right here. And we're going to get to the deficits and where we're at as a country and things like that. But something popped up. It popped up from today. And it gave me what I think is a tremendous opportunity. An opportunity to do what? To make myself look good. And that's what, Chris? That's the most important thing. But no, last night, you may remember, I went off on a little rant about how the communist is racing for your child. In case you forgot it, Chris has a condensed version of it, but this was me from last night. Think of your child as standing on, he's on the other goal line in the football field. You're on one goal line, he's on the other goal line. The communist is standing right beside you. The second your child is born, boom, the gunner shoots off the gun, and you're supposed to be racing to the child. The communist is in a full-blown sprint to your kid every minute of every day in every part of their life, from their Disney movies to the online quizzes they take. Every single bit of it, he's at a sprint for your child. If you don't sprint just as hard and get there first and make sure you have given your child your values first and discuss these cultural issues with them first, then the communist will beat you there and he will take your child away from you. This was a big internal video at Disney. And this is the way you let your kids watch the newest Marvel movie, the newest Disney movie. You let your kids watch Disney cartoons, do you? I want you to understand this is the very purposeful communist who's making that stuff.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they are turning it around. They're going hard. And then wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, the, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me and no one was trying to stop me.
I don't want to talk to my kids about that, Jesse. That's not right. I shouldn't have to. And you're right. You shouldn't have to. But you have to understand, if you choose not to, she's racing. She's running hard for your kids. She wants your child. Are you going to beat her there or are you not? I suggest you run hard and get there first, because I promise she's not going to get tired with her not-so-secret gay agenda. Which brings me to today. I want to make sure I give credit to my buddy Greg Price for getting this, but we have all these anti-LGBTQ violence people testifying in front of the House of Representatives today. This lady's name is Jessie Pocock. That's her name, Chris. Why don't you grow up? I can't help that that's her name. Her name is Jessie Pocock, okay? Can we be above 12? Well, I hope we're above 12, because as Jessie Pocock clearly lays out here, well, don't take it from me, take it from her. Remember that handsome guy on the radio last night who told you they were racing for your kids? Listen to Miss Pocock.
Person is safe and protected. We are constantly filing reports of abuse and neglect because of parents.
I understand the cases of
people who
it sounds like you're deflecting the question a little bit. I understand cases of abuse. There's laws to protect the abuse. I mean, schools actually are legally obligated to report cases of abuse. What? Same for churches and the like, anyone who deals with young people. But do parents have a right? Should they be informed about what's going on? Do they have a right to know what's going on in their kids' lives?
So I think, again, those of us who are protecting and supporting young people are there and trusted with the information of the things that they are dealing with. In terms of parents' rights to know at schools, I mean, here in Colorado, parents don't have the right. If a young person is questioning their gender or their sexuality, there are laws in place that say that they have the right to process that with their trusted counselor and so forth.
You do a significant amount of your work with kids even starting at age 13.
Yeah.
What would be the age of consent then in your mind?
In our community, the age of consent to mental health therapy is 12 years old. So we have laws that enable young people to connect with trusted adults who can support them.
12 years old. Did you hear what she said about parents? And do you have the right to know? They're not only not concerned with you. It would be one thing if they weren't worried about you. They actually are worried about you. They're worried you'll find out and step in and stop it. These people are after your children. They are racing for your children. They are going to get them if you don't get them first. I'm going to move off this. We have so much more I want to get to, but please understand, they're never going to stop. All right. Something else isn't going to stop, and that's illegal immigration. We're going to get to that. Before we get to illegal immigration, I want to do two things. One, I'm going to talk about something really boring, and then we're going to talk about where we are as a country. So let's get the boring thing out of the way first. Federal deficit hits a record $249 billion, $57 billion more than in 2021. I want you to understand that's $249 billion in a month. That was for November. $249 billion in a month. They are currently, Republicans and Democrats, courtesy of Mitch McConnell, they are currently working on an omnibus spending bill that will be north. It looks like right now, we don't know what's in it yet. They're working on a framework. It will be north of $1.5 trillion with a T, $1.5 trillion. The reason I say this is boring and I'm not going to spend much time on it, it's because these numbers are so big and they've been so big for so long that it takes the spice out of it, right? I actually bet that $249 billion hardly moved you. Maybe you went whoa real quick, but it hardly moved you. But I am bringing this up to you for a very specific reason. You may not care about the debt and spending and things like that. And look, polls show people don't care. Republicans spend just as much as Democrats. It's disgraceful. It's actually one of the great arguments the Democrats make when they talk about Republicans. And they say, Republicans were just as bad. Yeah, they're right about that. They are. They're right about that. But here, let me tell you something, and this is a fact. If I don't get fired first, and that'll probably happen, but if I don't get fired first, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do this radio show one day. Won't be tomorrow. Probably won't be next year. But I'm going to sit down and do a radio show. And the most important issue on everyone's mind who's listening to the sound of my voice is all of a sudden going to be the national debt. If they destroy the value of your dollar, and they're very much destroying the value of your dollar, only that's the currency you use to buy goods and services, there's nothing you can do, almost nothing you can do to outrun that. How do you outrun it? The debt in this country has the potential to end the United States of America as you know it. A debt crisis. If countries stopped loaning us money, if our currency gets so devalued that the world chooses to go with the Chinese currency. These things are not only likely, these things are a certainty. And they are a certainty if this spending doesn't stop. And right now, there's zero indication any of it is going to stop or even slow down just a little bit. That's a fact. I'm not going to stay on this. Like I said, it's the debt. The numbers are too big. You can't make people care. Look, I'm overwhelmed with the numbers. It's too much money. But you cannot survive looting the treasury like this and just printing money and printing money and printing money by the trillion. You mad about inflation? Gas, eggs, meat, your heating bill, I know you are. I could read you all the numbers. I know you are. Not only are they not trying to fix it, everyone, both parties, they're actively trying to make it worse. Mitch McConnell's out there destroying the value of your dollar, all while blaming Donald Trump.
You have to have quality candidates to win competitive Senate races. Our ability to control the primary outcome was quite limited in 22 because of the support of the former president. Hopefully in the next cycle, we'll have quality candidates everywhere and a better outcome.
Yeah, he's very concerned about you and the value of your dollar. He's still whining about Trump because Trump's candidates got through the primary and McConnell's candidates didn't. Yep, that's what's happening right now. All right, someone has a good email about where we're at as a nation. We're going to discuss. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, who is that? What is that? The Outlaws? Is that an old band? Is that a new band? What do you mean you have no idea? You picked the music. What, Michael did it? Oh, that explains it. That explains so much. Michael, are they old? Are they new? They're old? 1980s. We don't have to say the 80s are old, Michael. I grew up in the 80s, okay? When I said old, I was talking 50s and 60s. You know what? Forget about it. Let's get to some emails. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse, you mentioned we are a late-stage republic. I found the life cycle of democracy, which includes 8 distinct phrases. Phases, not phrases. Phases. Shut up, Chris. I went to community college. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to courage. From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. From abundance to complacency. From complacency to apathy. From apathy to dependence. From dependence back into bondage. Considering this last election, I think we are deep into stage 7 and accelerating rapidly. What say you, in case you missed it, stage 7 was from apathy to end or to dependence. There's no question. There's no question. That's why I say late stage. I mean, it's laid out for you right there in 8 steps. We're deep into step number 7. I was having this discussion on election night, on midterm election night. You remember I had to go back to Nashville. Clay and Buck had a big party back there, and I was hanging with the fellas. And me and Clay and Buck were sitting and we're talking, and the red wave really petered out on us. And everyone's kind of bummed, and we're sitting, just the three of us are sitting there having a discussion. And I said, you know, the truth is the country isn't near as angry about things like COVID lockdowns as they should be. And the country is far left of what I want it to be. Look, we don't even have to make this a Republican-Democrat thing. We can, but we can just set that aside for a moment here. I bring up the state of Michigan a lot, but it's a great example. Gretchen Whitmer is the communist hag who's the governor of Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer abused her citizens for 2 years during COVID. And the thing is, she didn't qualify it. It wasn't, oh, I'm just going to abuse Republicans. She abused everybody. Emergency powers, shut down this, lock down that, close schools here, abuse after abuse after abuse after abuse. I think back on that kind of tyranny, and it honestly, it raises my blood pressure. It's probably unhealthy because it makes me so angry that these dirtball politicians in this country feel that they have the right to take away our freedoms at a moment's notice. But I'm a minority. That's not the majority opinion in America. After 2 years of that kind of abuse, Michiganders promptly went to the polls and reelected her easily over my friend Tudor Dixon and sent Democrat supermajorities to the legislature. What is that except for apathy back to dependence? And why, speaking of apathy, why? Why were we so accepting of lockdowns? Why? Explain that to me.
Why? Donald Trump gets up there, 15 days to slow the spread. Hey, Dr. Fauci, you can have the country and lock down the country. Why didn't that take all 300 million Americans and throw them into a blind, rebellious rage to say, no, you don't have the right to even do that. No, are you crazy? No, he did 15 days to slow the spread and America sprinted home. There was hardly a blip. Now, I know you were probably mad, but overall, I'm talking about the nation overall. The country locked down and America said, okay. I mean, 15 days only, right? And then when they extended it, okay, I mean, I can do another 15 days. Hey, honey, let's get some DoorDash. There was no... You understand that if you lived in a country where people actually desired freedom, that if the president of the United States of America, and then this was followed by the governors of the United States of America, if they decided the country had to lock down, that your business had to close, your kids' school had to close for a virus, that if you lived in a country that actually loved freedom, there would have been no compliance. Not Republican, not Democrat, nothing. Hey, close your business. Ha, 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 up yours. I think not. My business is open. Nope, the kids' school is open. Nope, you're not taking the basketball hoops off the rim. Nope, 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 nope. Instead, the United States of America fell right into line. That's why we are where we are. And we should note that the end of this, how this ends, where this ends, is bondage. That's what it says. And no, I'm not... talking about Dome. I'm talking about where this ends is slavery bondage. Where it ends is this. Where it ends is you and me. Digital dollar. Government telling you where you can go, where you can work, how far you can drive, what you are allowed to drive, what you aren't allowed to drive, how much meat you're allowed to eat. Where this ends is a total totalitarian control of your society. And as mad as we get at Democrats and Republicans in Washington, the real truth of the matter, the hard truth to accept is this. It's our fault. In this country, we get the government we deserve. And that sucks, right? Train up. Train up because we got some tough times coming. When's the last time you practiced with your weapon? Be honest. When did you practice? You know, I'm not naive. I know the ammo costs right now. Trust me, I know. I know that time is always time is in short supply. I know. Mantis X removes those excuses from your life. When you get a Mantis X, you practice with your weapon in the comfort of your home without firing a shot, and you will get good. And you will get good fast. They're giving you feedback, making you better in real time, putting you through drills. Mantis X is what the Green Berets train with. You can train on your living room couch, at your dining room table, in your backyard without firing a shot. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. Do I need to remind you? 'Tis the season. It's Christmas time and Hanukkah, Chris. MantisX.com. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's enough bad. Let's talk about something wonderful really quickly here, because there's enough bad news. You know what we don't do? What we need to do more of? I know I do. We need to talk about it when good things happen to good people. That's something wonderful we should focus on, isn't it? And there's something even more wonderful than that. And we need to focus on this whenever we get a chance. When bad things happen to bad people. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that put a smile on your face? The Washington Post might be the most despicable news organization, if we're still calling it that, in the United States of America. And I know there's a lot of competition between the New York Times and CNN and all of them. The Washington Post is a full-blown communist insurgency in this country.
They've been tearing at the fabric of America for a very, very, very long time. It's difficult to find something destructive happening in this country that the Washington Post doesn't support and encourage and isn't at least partially responsible for. They are a despicable organization. And the Washington Post, because people are catching on, they lost 500,000 subscribers in 1 year because people were putting their money where their morals are and they're going elsewhere. So I thought it would be appropriate. Let's pause and focus on some good news before we get to the border and emails and everything else. I thought it would be appropriate to talk about layoffs. The Washington Post is laying a bunch of people off. Here's some really crappy sounding audio today when they gathered everyone in and told everyone they were going to start laying people off. It's not even good audio. I'm playing it for you anyway, just because every time I hear these communists whine, it just puts a smile on my face.
Fred, you talk about positions getting eliminated. What are you going to do to protect people's jobs? Are they going to be treated like the magazine staffers were?
We'll have more information as we move forward. Thank you very much.
And how will these positions be decided?
How
wonderful is that? You know what? No, you know what? You're right. That was mean. What I need to be doing right now is I need to be offering help to these people, these communists who have just been laid off in the Washington Post. So what I think I'll do, I think I'll go through just a couple things. These are a couple things the communists at the Washington Post, they love to tell anyone viewed as their enemy. This is what they love to tell them whenever they're faced with something, with job losses and things like that. Let's see, one of the things they love to say, learn to code. Huh. When all those jobs started drying up because of the communists, they're all very, very fond of saying, why don't you just learn computers? Why don't you learn to code? So that's what I should be doing. All of you communists who are laid off today, why don't you just learn to code? I don't understand why you're so upset. Just go learn to code and pay your bills. Or there's another thing they love. Joe Biden's a huge fan of this. All the communists on this side are huge fans of this. When they walk into office and they cancel things like the Keystone Pipeline and they crush the oil and gas lines and people get up and they complain, these are jobs. These are American jobs. You're destroying these American jobs. The communists, like the ones at the Washington Post, who all say things like this too, they love to say, well, they can go get a job building solar panels. So if you're a Washington Post journalist and let's say you had a bad day, right? They called you in and they told you, you can't work here anymore. Maybe you got mad. Maybe you're still mad. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be mad. What's the big deal? Just go build some solar panels. You don't feel like moving to China where virtually all the solar panels are being built and building solar panels for slave wages? Does that seem like a cold, unfair thing to suggest of you? Well, then why did you suggest it of the oil field guys and the coal guys? You don't want to work for slave wages in China? Oh, let me guess. You're just a journalist who didn't know that that's where virtually all the solar panels come from. You didn't know that all those fancy green solar panels are actually a disaster for the planet. Go look at the mines that they have to do, the mining, the kind of mining they have to do to create those solar panels. So your solar panels destroyed the planet. They're made by Chinese slave labor. And you were so cold when you told all those oil field guys to just go build some solar panels. So I'm here to help you the same way you helped others. If you're at the Washington Post and you've got the sads today about your job, just learn to code or build some solar panels and you'll be fine. All right? Just trying to help out. Just trying to help out and show you the same humanity and compassion you have shown other people. Now, speaking of compassion, in general, I'll be frank, I hate that word for a couple different reasons. One, because I have no compassion inside of me. I'm a cold, feelingless monster. And I know that. That makes it hard. So that's one. But two, I hear words like humane and compassion. And what's happened is instead of meaning what they actually mean, they've turned into code words that are, well, used to destroy the country I love. Like when Joe Biden talks about the border like this.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane.
Safe and orderly and humane. Okay. Okay. Diversity hires out there talking about it too.
We have taken action. We have given the Department of Homeland Security historic funding to deal with this very issue, and so we're going to continue to monitor this.
Monitor.
Like, as I mentioned, Mayorkas was down in El Paso to talk to local officials who have been great partners with us, and so again, we're going to do the work. We're going to be prepared, we're going to make sure we have a humane process moving forward.
Humane. Okay. They're going to monitor. I wouldn't worry. They have processes and they're going to monitor and they're going to be prepared. And I got this email. I love it. Jesse, I listen to your podcasts. I like what you say about the issues in our political system, including rhinos. I'm concerned that no one is discussing what to do with the hundreds of thousands of illegals that are in our country now. Some Republicans talk about closing the border or renewing the border wall, so on and so forth. Well, do you know why Republicans won't do anything? This is another reason I hate the word compassion. Because they try to use the word compassion as an excuse. Let me explain something very, very clearly. Your country is being unmade across its southern border. If you do not have borders, you very shortly will not have a nation. You cannot possibly, no nation, doesn't matter how the size, doesn't matter the wealth, you cannot possibly maintain a country if you are being flooded with third world crime and poverty. It just it won't work. But it's happening here. And it's happening here because the Democrats, the communists, are trying to burn the place to the ground. And the Republicans, they're too soft to do anything about it. What does real compassion look like when it comes to immigration? We'll discuss that in a moment. Let's talk about preborn. Before we get to fake compassion, let's talk about real compassion. You see, I don't pass judgment on a young woman who's not been properly educated on the issue. She's scared. Her parents, maybe her boyfriend, are pressuring her to kill that baby. I don't judge her. I actually have compassion on her. She doesn't know. And then when you hear about the regrets they have for the rest of their lives, it's heartbreaking. I do have compassion on them. I love that preborn does as well. They're not out there attacking them. They're out there helping them, offering these young ladies not just a free ultrasound for $28. It's free to her, but it costs preborn $28. They're offering these young ladies care, 2 years of care. They ask us to help. You have to go to preborn.com/Jesse and give $28, and that's how you help. But you can give as much as you want. It's all tax deductible. Give $28,000 if you can. Preborn.com/Jesse. That's real compassion. Or you can do it on your phone. Dial #250 and say baby. Sponsored by Preborn. All right. Illegal immigration. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. HHS approves Washington plan to give health care to illegals on health equity grounds. Now, let's talk about illegal immigration. Let's talk about a country. A country has to have borders. A country has to protect its borders. A country has to greatly guard who it allows and doesn't allow within its borders. Let me correct something for you. We are not a nation of immigrants, okay? American citizens, they matter. They have a sovereign country that matters a lot. Let me clarify something else. One of the tools the communists have used very, very effectively on people, especially people on the right, is they present this concept of America's a melting pot. It's a nation of immigrants melting pot. Okay, here's what they're saying when they say that. They're saying we don't really have a culture here. There's no such thing as American culture. It's just a bunch of different cultures from the different immigrant groups who've come here around the world. So it doesn't matter. They say that so they can set it up as it doesn't matter at all if we import more. Okay, who cares if more come here? Let's just put them in the pot. Just one big melting pot, guys. No, there's not an American culture to water down anyway, after all. They do this for a reason. They once again use your values against you for a reason. What's the most famous picture out there when it comes to illegal immigration? To this day, people will still bring it up. That Gonzalez kid, when Bill Clinton was president, sitting there crying, being held by a parent as an armed SWAT guy is trying to take him and his family away and deport them. And to this day, if you show that picture and tell the story to 10 Republicans, forget about the communists, we know what they want. If you show that picture to 10 Republicans, they will begin navel gazing. They'll start wringing their hands. I don't like navel gazing, Chris. Looking at your belly button, just looking down, just being, geez, Chris, and you're looking at Navy ships. That's what it means. Anyway, if my voice sounds funny, by the way, it's because I have a cough drop in. I have something weird going on with my throat. It's fine. If you showed that picture to 10 Republicans, 9 of the 10, if not 10 out of 10, would express their disgust with it. Maybe you're disgusted with it. Maybe you're sitting there right now. Oh, that's so true, Jesse. It's so true. What do you think deporting people looks like? Is your stance that you shouldn't deport people who come here illegally? Is that your stance? Well, no. We need to deport people. We got to deport people. Okay. Well, what do you think deporting people looks like? Do you think deporting people looks like just, hey, let's have a big ice cream party and everyone's who's here illegally, come down, we'll get some ice cream, and then we'll all get on a plane and we'll fly back to Central and South America in Mexico. It's an ice cream deportation. Do you think that's what deportation looks like? Deportation, including for children, means you have to send law enforcement officers out into the public to detain men, women, and children and haul them away and process them to be deported from the country. And let me tell you something else, and I know this is going to sound so cold, but let me tell you something else. Sometimes the women and kids are going to cry because they don't want to be deported. They enjoy being in the United States of America. They don't want to go back to Guatemala. And so they might even cry. But I've got to say something. And I know it's going to sound radical, but I've got to say it because it needs to be heard. Did you know that a sovereign nation shouldn't set its immigration policy based on whether or not it makes kids cry? Did you know that? Child tears are actually not something that should ever come into consideration at all when you are designing the immigration policy of a country. And people handing over illegal immigration when it's the simplest thing in the world. You should not be allowed in. If you show up at our southern border, you should be immediately turned away by gunpoint if necessary and sent directly back where you came from. That's one. And by the way, if that sounds harsh to you, you should know my immigration plan is more compassionate than yours, because how many groups of people do you think you'd have to send away before they stopped coming altogether? It would stop all those human rights abuses that happen to those poor people when they're coming. They would stop happening because the people would stop coming in my way. One group, one or two groups max. Nope. here's my gun in your face. There's south. I'll hand you a compass on the U.S. if you want. Start walking. Goodbye. That's my one. Oh, by the way, wait, there's more. The other part of my illegal immigration policy, and I know this is super, super radical, I actually believe we should seek out and arrest people who are here illegally and deport them, all of them. And I don't just mean, well, I mean, if he gets pulled over or something. No. We should have, because we have tens of millions of illegals who shouldn't be in this country, we should have an ICE that is capable and funded enough to go around knocking on doors, finding the illegal immigrants, detaining them, and getting them out of the United States of America. And I know that makes me sound like a big meanie McMean face. I'm actually the nicest person in the world. Chris says, why doesn't the GOP do that? Well, they're low T. If you're to actually deport people who are here illegally, not just the standard GOP line, let's get rid of the criminals. If you were to deport people who are here illegally, you're going to catch a lot of heat from the communist press that wants the destruction of America. And if you have low T like the GOP does, you're just not strong enough to stand up to it. Maybe instead of a new policy paper, maybe we should simply send a mail vitality stack to every member of the GOP, and that will, in the end, that will get us a stronger immigration policy. That's actually a great plan. Forget about walls and things like that. That's not what we need. We need a mail vitality stack in the hands of every Republican in Congress, and soon the immigration policy will just happen. It's wonderful. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, after all. 20% in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. That's 35% off subscriptions, by the way. Get the subscription so you get to save a pile of money and you don't have to remember to reorder. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right, enough of that. Today, Joe Biden and others chose to honor Sandy Hook. What's going on there? I'll explain.
This is an iHeart podcast.